Blog Talk Radio. The Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing on Psychic Talk Radio. Today is April 4th, 2018. I am your host, psychic medium and Reiki master teacher, Rose Fulhurst, along with my fellow co-hosts, Vivian Aubin and Fiona Millar. But before we get started and welcome these beautiful ladies on, I want to let everybody know that you can call into our show and listen in or make a comment or receive a free mini reading by calling 714-816-4628 and press 1 if you want to talk to us hosts. You can also chat with us by going to our Facebook page, Psychic Talk Radio. You will also find any info that you might need there on how to Skype in or any information that you might need, show times, things like that. So moving on, I want to welcome my fellow co-hosts on. So let's welcome spiritual healer and teacher Vivian Aubin. Vivian, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Rose. Hi, listeners. Awesome day today.
Yes, it's an awesome day, and we finally got sunshine here. We haven't had it in a few days.
Oh, good.
That darn groundhog. All right.
Yes,
so,
in Alberta, Canada, I'm from Alberta, Canada, so there's lots of snow. So people are posting posts about, where's spring? Aren't you coming? Like, where are you? But the sun is shining today.
I know. Did you see that picture on Facebook with it's got a corner, and right around the corner is this big spring?
Oh, does it? No, I didn't see it. It's quite cute. It's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Well, I'm going to shoot that groundhog, I'm going to tell you. He's all wrong. Anyway. So we better invite Fiona. So let's invite, Fiona is a Akashic Record reader, angel empowerment practitioner, and a phenomenal numerologist, right? Love Fiona. Fiona Millar, right? So Fiona, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Vivian. We're up in Canada, and it's, the snow just doesn't want to go away, but I guess it's refreshing us. I'm looking that we're getting refreshed with lots of beautiful water, so that's how I'm taking it in. So, anyway.
Well, that's good. That's a beautiful, positive way to look at it, right? I kind of thought that. I just didn't say it. I thought, oh, well, all this rain is going to make everything so pretty and green. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So we got to look at it that way. There's a lot of negativity
we're
washing away, right?
Oh, that's a good way.
We're washing away the negativity. Well, this is really a great show today, right? So we're going to give out a lot of great information, right? So let's start, I grabbed the wrong paper. I read up a script and I grabbed the wrong paper, but it's okay. I know what I need to do. Okay, so let's start talking about how to receive a reading, the ins and outs of how to receive a reading, right? And how to prepare for a reading, actually. And so I'm going to start off, ladies, if you don't mind, and kind of give my take on what I do with my clients. Okay.
Perfect.
And what I do, basically, is usually they'll call me up. I read out of my home. You know, I'm a full-time psychic medium and Reiki master, so I'm always doing work out of my home. And I get a lot of phone calls daily, you know, wanting to make appointments. And usually if it's a mediumship reading, what I will do is I have a little list that I go over. And let me grab my list right here. So basically what I do is I just, first of all, I ask them how long their loved one has been gone, you know. Because with a mediumship reading, you don't want to read too soon. I know spirit brings them to us, but, you know, some people just aren't ready for it, you know. And so I'll ask them, you know, how long has your loved one been gone? And if they say, you know, yesterday, you know, then I'm like, why don't we wait a week or two, or why don't we wait a little bit so that you can process what has just happened? You know what I mean? Because you will get people that come to you the day after their loved one's crossed. And this is a really hard thing to deal with because I don't think they process it because the grief is so strong, and sometimes grief blocks us. So I advise them to wait a little bit, you know, and process the information and kind of to let that grief kind of loosen up before you go on and you give a reading. It's not that you can't give a reading at that point. You can with some people, but it's just not advisable. And it's you know, with what we do, we have to be very cautious. You know, we don't want to hurt that person any more than they already hurting. And spirit definitely doesn't want to hurt them any more than they're already hurting. And not to mention, we don't know if that spirit has the lingo yet, right? Because they have just crossed over and they're going through a healing process themselves. So that's the first thing I do with them is ask them, you know, when their loved one crossed over, and inform them. The next thing I would do, right, is I know your loved one, okay? I would tell them you need to know the person that you're wanting to talk to. And what I mean by this is you'll get people that will come to you that will want a reading. You know, they want to know the grandma that they never knew, right? But they don't know any information to validate what you're giving them, right? So it's kind of hard to validate what you don't know. So I ask them to please, you know, make sure they get full names. Ask their loved ones, you know, ask their family. Get full names, get birthdays, get anniversaries, get facts about what they did for a living, memories that they've shared, just things like this, because spirit's going to use those things to come forward. So you definitely need to know them, right? So I would tell them to write these all down and bring them with them so that they have a reference to go by. Okay. Hobbies is another thing, you know. That's just with the people that they don't know. Make sure you know your loved one enough to get some information, right? Because you'll find it's hard to communicate if you don't, right? So and another thing that I ask them to do is talk to their loved ones before they come. So, you know, have a conversation with that loved one that you want to come through. You know, we're not guaranteed who comes through, but most of the time the ones we want to come through will come through. So have a conversation with them and ask them to step forward and talk to you, all right, the medium. And, you know, just have a conversation with them, right? Think about them, right? Because when we think about them, when we mention them names, when we do this kind of thing, they step forward. So that's a great way to get them to step forward, right? So in one of the very most important things is bring a phone with a recorder in it or a recorder. And the reason I say that is I tell my clients, please record this, because this is why. Because when they're leaving, a lot of times spirit is coming through and spirit is getting me information and you're flowing and you're going so fast, you're talking fast. And spirit wants to talk fast, right? This is what they do. Their vibration's different than ours. So they're talking and you're trying to assimilate and give the message. And
you know, as you're doing this, sometimes the client might not get a piece of information, or they may miss a piece of information, or they, you know, just don't get it, right? I'm sure you've all seen, like, Teresa Caputo, where she's doing a platform mediumship, and the person out in the audience will say, she'll say, you know, I see you have a necklace in memory, and the person will say, no, I don't. And then they'll go home, or then an hour later or whatever, they'll say, yes, I do. You know, so, you know, make sure they record it. You know, tell them to record it. And not only that, I found in all the years of doing mediumship, I found that, you know, if the message isn't for the sitter right there, the client, then the message is for somebody else in the family. And if you have it recorded, then they know it's coming from you, and it makes it more, you know, more real to them. They can actually feel and experience that reading, just like that loved one sitting with them, right? So that's one of the things that I definitely do, you know, bring a recorder with you. And the main thing I tell them as far as mediumship is to relax and enjoy the reading. Take a deep breath, because a lot of people come in and they're very nervous, you know, and I tell them, the more you open up, the more spirit comes through, right? So open up, relax, enjoy the reading. There's nothing to fear, right? It's a beautiful experience, right? So that's what I do with a mediumship reading. Now, my psychic readings, what I do with that is that, you know, psychic readings are totally different. They're questions like, oh, well, am I going to get together with this loved one, or with this man, or how are my finances going to be, or what's going to happen with my job? So, you know, a lot of them will come in, or even when you're calling into the show here and you say, I say, what would you like? Would you like to ask a question, or you make a comment, or maybe get a mini reading? They'll say mini reading, and I'll say, what kind of reading would you like? And they'll say, well, just general. Okay, well, when you say just general, that covers a wide area, and we only have like 5 minutes per caller to actually do the reading. So, really, you really need to specify what kind of reading you would, what kind of question you may have. All right. Is it about your love life? Okay, great. That's one question about your love life. That's wonderful. Right. So, because we can cover past, present, future with that. So that's how I would approach, you know, just make sure your questions are very specific, to the point, right? And you know what questions you want to ask. Another thing that I do is I tell people to be very open to what they're receiving, right? So, you know, then again, that goes right along with relaxing, because you'll get people that will come to you that will be sitting there in front of you with their leg across or arm across. They called you up, they made the appointment, right? But they're very closed off, right? Like, you're not going to get anything from me, right? And it's like, well, what are you here for? You know, and I'll notice that as soon as they walk in the door, and I'll say, okay, let's do a little meditative thing here. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Let's relax, because the more you relax, the more I get, okay? The more open you are, the more I receive. Because remember, it's a psychic reading. My aura is blending with yours, and I'm picking up information from you. So if you're closed off with your arms crossed and your legs crossed, it's really hard for that psychic to actually read you, right? Because your mind blocks theirs. So, you know, that's an important, you know, important thing to know, is just relax. A lot of people, again, are nervous because they've never had a reading and they don't know what to expect, you know. So if you tell them a little bit about what to expect beforehand, and then they understand. Also, I would tell them again to bring a recorder, because you don't want them to miss any information, and you want them to be able to go back and get that information from you, right? So, or you want them to be able to go back and reference that information, okay? So, and share it with their family. So, always bring a recorder, right? So that's what I do, ladies. Fiona, what do you do, honey? How do you prepare?
Well, one of the biggest things, I mean, you've covered everything. I think you've done, you know, I love everything that you've brought up, because what I usually do, because people phone me usually, or they'll message me through my website, but I usually like to talk to them on the phone. And I really like to talk to them because I'm just stepping into doing mediumship readings. So most of my work that I've experienced is done with psychic work. And I really ask them, really, what is the purpose of this reading? What are you looking to take away from it? And I'm surprised at how many people are kind of taken back when I ask that. Because
that's a great question. Really,
you know,
I ask that sometimes. I just forgot to actually say that. But, yeah, that's a great question.
Because, really, then I kind of know what they're looking for. And, again, like you're saying, then it's almost like I can zero in into that area to find out what's going on. So, it's just, and one of the other things that I'm just going to say and put out there for anybody getting a reading, really trust, you have to trust who's reading you. I know you meet people and you go out, like I've had lots of new clients but they always come back. So it's really, I want the sitters to know also that if it just doesn't feel right or something's not quite right, you know, don't take, I mean, it's like with every occupation, there's good ones, there's great ones, and, you know, there's better ones. So as readers, so I really want the sitters to not, I don't know. I've just heard of some nasty things that have gone on because somebody's told them something and they think this and they're messed up. Because I usually get that. People come to me and say, well, this is what was said. And so it's then I'm going and explaining and I'm trying to figure out, well, what were they picking up that now I can explain to them in a way that is, you know, sometimes I just go, I have no idea.
Fiona, you actually, you help the not just the clients, but you're helping also the readers because of the fact that, you know, I get a lot of that too. And I think let me think about what I'm saying here. my mind's going a mile a minute. I actually think that when somebody comes to me, for instance, for a mediumship reading, and I say, have you ever had a mediumship reading? So I know that they know what to expect, right? And I'll explain to them what a mediumship reading is, because a lot of readers out there don't even realize. When I was in my 20s, I'm thinking, okay, when I see a spirit standing next to somebody, I didn't know how to talk to that spirit. I knew I was seeing them, and I knew I was experiencing them and feeling them and smelling them, but I didn't know how to use that lingo. So some mediums aren't as advanced, and they don't know how to use that lingo, right? So I have to go in and say, okay, well, maybe they weren't as advanced, or maybe they didn't have the lingo, the understanding, the maybe they hadn't created that vocabulary with spirit to understand, right? So that is great that you do that, because I mean that's you're covering everything. You know, you don't want to put down your fellow readers. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand where they're coming from. So that's beautiful that you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as I said, it's just, you know, how I do. And I think the most important question is, I always ask, what is the purpose? And then from there, and again, a lot of people are shocked because I do. I say, okay, make your questions. What area do you want to go in? So most people I find are kind of shocked and aren't used to it. But then again, I just tell them the way that I read, and specifically how I read, it just helps even myself just to go and go boom, 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 because then the information just starts to fly out. Like it's there, and it's very, very specific. So again, it's that preparation. So if you've got all the questions, I think for the money that you're spending for a reading, you're getting the most bang for your buck. When you come in prepared and you're not wasting that time, you can go right in and get the information that you're needing, and then you have time to talk about it. And if something there's, you know, you can talk about things that come up and maybe ask for more explanation. So really, it's about, you know, you as the stitcher receiving the reading to make it as beneficial to you as possible. So, there is protocol for all aspects of doing this kind of work, both as being as a sitter and as the reader. So,
That's true. That's wonderful, and that shows your skill level right there. That, because you know what, we have a responsibility, and
right.
to be authentic and to be, you know, loving and to be caring and to be healing. And you know, people think, oh, well, they're just a medium, but no, we heal people. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to, you want to make sure you know what you're doing. and
yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because we do have a lot of people that don't understand their gifts yet. They're still learning. So if you go to one, you know, medium or psychic, and they don't work for you, go to somebody else, because maybe that person has a better lingo that they could, you know, maybe they've learned, maybe they have better skills, you know, but don't put down the person that you went to before that, because they're just learning, and that's how you learn, by spirit. Okay, so
But then that's also something to bring up and saying, like, for right now, I've been doing psychic readings for a long time, and I'm just coming into doing actual mediumship readings. So I know, I just say I'm a developing medium. So if you'd like, if you're, you
right.
know, my approach and letting them know where I am in my stage of development. So again, it's just, it's, I'm revealing who I am and what I'm about. And whatnot. So, anyways, I'll let Vivian in because she's had lots of experience.
It's interesting listening to you guys talk. It's so awesome. And what you hear about all is there is to when you leave a reading, it needs, you have to feel positive. So if you don't
yeah.
feel positive, it doesn't feel good. You know, it wasn't meant for you. So then you just leave it there. And hopefully that never happens to you as all, because I, like Rose and Fiona are saying, this is all a part of healing, whether it's a psychic reading, whether it's, at least that's how I feel, and Rose and Fiona, it's all a part of healing. So you leave there with healing. And and on that note too, it's for when you're looking for a reading, know that there's a lot of different kinds of readings, right? There's tarot. I know Rose does palms as well. There's chakra reading, crystals, and know what they don't do, because sometimes, yeah, there's so much more, right? So sometimes
yeah.
you expect, oh, they'll use tarot cards, so ask. And usually, the reader will tell you, like, what I do and use. In my
right,
case, I can
I
use
do.
All, yeah, and in my case, I can use all or nothing. So I can use tarot cards or crystals, which the chakras, and that's because I'm usually guided by my spiritual guides. So in saying that, and I think you've heard us on the shows before, even for mini readings, that sometimes when you ask a question, it's not necessarily what you want to know, it's what you need to know.
What
so
you
that's,
need to know,
to
that's
me,
right.
Yeah, and that's so important. So sometimes on our shows, we ended up doing healing because it was more important to do the healing, and then the healing will bring forth the answers. So this show is all about healing, and I think Rose and Fiona agrees how they work as well, and they've said it's all about healing. It's so, you know, so important. So myself, like I say, I work with the guys. They literally tell me what to do. I use, and it's interesting because I go, like, let's say I'm doing an angel card reading, and I start reading, and all of a sudden I say, okay, they're not interrupting. And then a minute later, they'll interrupt, and we go on a totally different stream. But it's always, you know, when you come to a reading, to me, you come with the intention that it's going to be for always your highest good. And that's the same thing for the medium or the psychic as well. It's always for the person's highest good. And you come open and thinking, okay, whatever I get is for my highest good being said. So with a psychic reading, we go into the past, present, and the future. Now, I do have to say, any reading, when you get, like, this is going to happen, once you read what we predicted might happen might change, because you have free will and you know now what can happen.
Good point.
So, yeah. So people say, why get a psychic reading? The reason you get a psychic reading is because they go into the past, the present, and you see what's been happening. You understand what would happen in the past and how that can change and has formed your present,
right.
How then you can take the present and change your future. So it gives you the advantage of knowing and how, and gives you the feedback and the knowledge which you need to know to move forward. And that's what we're all about, is to move forward in your life, in your journey, to be strong, to be well, to be, you know, focused and be who you are, because that's all what we want, is to be, do the best that you can be. So, the you know,
yeah.
So, it, yeah.
I agree.
So, you know, yeah. And in a mediumship reading, what I ask is, you know how when your family comes over home and you open the door wide and you let everybody in, you know, your family's coming for Thanksgiving, and that's how I want you to be when you come for mediumship. Open your heart to all your family that's on the other side, because you never know who's going to come in. And you never know who needs to come in with somebody else to be able to come in, because they're there at the same level as you. Sometimes it's new for them as well. So sometimes they need their grandmother, their grandfather to come with them to help them. So that's what I say. Open your heart and allow all your loved ones in spirit the same way you would when they come into your home. So, you know, and you can feel my excitement. I always get so excited. And when you're sitting there as a sitter and your loved one comes in and says, oh, that's my grandfather and he did this and this, you know, it's so easy to get so excited. But what is best, and I explain, is best to say, when I give something, just say, yes, do you understand this? Yes. And if it's something you're not sure, you say, I'm not sure, you write them down. And then something that you know is not, you say no. Any answer is fine, and that's good. And it just gives us more information to go back. So then you kind of, you know, you're sitting there and you're so excited. Oh, I know this, you know, this is what this means. Just wait a little bit till after, because you know what? Your loved one might say what exactly you're thinking of. Oh, remember we were doing this and that. So just, you know, so yes, no, and I don't know till after the reading. And then you can say, oh, my God, you got this and this. And then, because it allows you, the loved one, to tell you more, to tell the medium more what they want to tell you and that. So it's exciting. You can tell by my voice. I get so excited. And I just love it. Any kind of reading, I just love it, because being with spirit. And I thank all callers and listeners for listening to this. And also that when you come to see any one of us, any medium, any reader, come with an open heart and know that it's for your own healing and your loved ones as well. Because you bringing your loved ones true is not only helping you, but also helping them heal. So it's a, right, girls? It's a three-way street in a lot of ways.
Yes, I totally agree. It's everything you guys said, it's amazing. It's all about healing. And I know for myself, I usually start out with my readings and saying, especially with the psychic readings, is my gift to you is that out of this, I hope that you will trust your own intuition, so that you don't have to come back to me. It's something that I'm just going, my gift to you is that, so that you can trust your own intuition. And to me, that's really, really important, is really getting people to go in and trust that inner intuition. And once you can do that, your life will be easier. And it's just because you've got that listening, you can go back in and listen. So this has been great. I think it's great advice for people. And yeah, so
with that,
thank you, lady.
With that, yeah, beautiful. You know what? And I agree totally with you two ladies are saying, because, you know, the one thing I want to say too is, you know, just stay open, relax, and enjoy your reading, right? And surrender to it, because the more you surrender, the more that medium and psychic can get from you. And I think it's important to say too, ladies, that, you know, with mediumship readings, the purpose of the mediumship reading, right, is to actually, you know, relieve the grief of the person. It's healing. It's to relieve the grief that person's going through, and to prove the existence of the spirit world on the other side. And, you know, it heals everybody. But, you know, some more advice here is, when I do a mediumship reading, I teach along with it. And so
exactly.
I try to teach the client how to connect on in their own way, right? I give them tools to be able to do that, because you have these repeating customers that come to you, and they'll come 2, 3, 4 times because they're still grieving. You know, they still are connected to that physical life, and they think that that's all we are, and it's not. So my advice to you is, once you've been to, or twice, if you've been to a medium, you know, or even 3 times, you know, after that, you know, you need to be trying to connect yourself So take the advice of the medium and notice how they're connecting. You know what I'm saying? And actually try to do it yourself, because this is a fact. If you have a good connection with your loved one before they cross over, then you're probably going to have a really good connection with them in the spirit world. It's just a different type of communication.
Right.
And that's all it is. And then that's all I wanted to say. And boy, ladies, that was some great information today, right?
Yep. Yes.
So
awesome.
I hope that helps everybody out there. Fiona,
yes,
did you want
sure.
to say something?
No, I just think, no, I think it was great. I think it's really, because, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do, because sitters don't know. And then that's where I feel, you know, they come away confused if they kind of don't have an idea. So I think it's really important for them to understand. And because guess what? You know, I know that Rose and Vivian and myself really like to explain things to people. And I know that that's where we, you know, our desire is for them to get the best reading possible. I want, you know, my sitter to go away, as you say, feeling positive
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So again, it's what our desire is for our sitter, but it's to help our sitter be prepared for all the other different readers that come out. Because unfortunately, and I will say it, some people just don't have the best interest. It's really about making money. You know, it's about those ones saying, oh, you need to come back and you need to
yes,
see me again. You need to see it. You know, and there's those ones that will do that. And I don't, I mean, because I know on our Canadian TV, I mean, I watch some of these shows, like I forget the network was doing it. But, I mean, some of the ones down in Toronto, they went in and how these people worked and they had them on camera. And I went, oh, my Lord, I can't believe. I don't know how anybody could do that. So, again, it's just
the ones that are charging $200 for a candle healing, there are those out there that like that. There's good and bad and
yeah.
everything, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So anyway,
you know,
good point,
you know,
Fiona.
Yeah. You know what that thing is? It's the name of this show, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. And that's
right.
It goes to this show,
yeah.
this reading, anywhere you are. It's all about the healing in the end. So that's what we
right.
wish for everybody, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. So moving on, ladies. I know that we did, put it to you this way. There, Fiona and Vivian used to be on a show on Fridays on Angelic Realms Radio. And they, and some of you listeners may already know that, and they did Fiona did the number of the day on that show, all right? So we're going to continue on with that, and we're going to allow our beautiful numerologist, Fiona, to give us the number of the day and tell us what it means. Fiona?
Okay, well, Rose, you kind of shocked me when all of a sudden you actually said it was April 4th today, and I'm thinking that you were thinking that April
Did
is the
I
fourth
say
month.
April?
Well, I thought you said April 4th, and I went, oh, crap. Is it the 4th? Because I'm going, oh,
right. I didn't calculate
I
that.
I'm sorry, people. I'm
kind
ahead.
Of all of a sudden, yeah, we know you're behind. It's actually
behind, yeah.
So anyway,
it's the fourth month. It's the fourth month.
Exactly.
Right.
So what I did, so to get the number of the day, you go. So April is 4. So I go, and it's the 10th. So it's 4 plus 1 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8. And that works out when you add it up. Is a number 16, and I always do /7. So 16/7, so 1 plus 6 is a 7. So you need to look at actually both numbers. But really, the number 16, even in the tarot cards, is really the tower being struck by lightning. So it's a man is falling with the crown on his head. So it is a warning. So, and I also look at, I'll explain a little bit later, but I'll, any month or any day, the 16th day of any month, you need to be aware because you need to be careful because it really means, it equates to sudden experiences, losses, and accidents. So again, it's really about with the energy of today. Be careful what you do. And I just want to explain to you what that 16 actually means because it's really about, you know, Abraham Lincoln is actually a 16, and he was warned repeatedly of potential dangers and assassinations in his dreams and also by several mediums who were brought to the White House by his wife. But he did not heed the warnings and refused to take precautions, and therefore, you know, kind of he got killed. So he could have... And it's also about it was the crown and how you can look at someone with the crown on the head. So it's really about find happiness in other ways than leadership at the top. So Lincoln made a decision of not, like, I find him bewildering when I go back and look at the numbers for him, that Lincoln did not choose to follow what he was being given because he had such a strong feeling of, you know, keeping the country united and together. And so, unfortunately, and I mean, he was reluctant to do, to become president. So I find his personality, like, I'm intrigued that what pushed him to not listen to, because he had all the warnings that something was going to happen, but he didn't listen to it. And so, you know, number 16 is really about a spiritual transformation. And it's because, you know, when you start to listen to, again, it's your intuition. And that's what I do in my psychic readings, is trusting that inner intuition that we all carry and possess, because it will warn you through dreams or like gut feelings. So it's always, you're trying to stay on that, you know, when something happens, like when we almost get too high and mighty and think we're perfect and nobody can touch us, that's when you got to start. If you ever start to feel that way, you need to come down and step onto the spiritual side of things, because you're going into your ego. And when you really look at it, something within your own personal self is you're wanting to believe it to make yourself feel better. So what do you have to look at? I call it filling your cup inside you another way with your own self-love, of looking like the big high and mighty and directing and conquering people around. So so number 16 is really about looking where we have fallen. Another interpretation, we must look to see where we fell. So, you know, usually if something happens, you really need to look at and how have I been behaving in ways which were less than ethical, honest, or loving. So, and when we can do that, if we're truly a grown-up, we must grow up and accept the consequences of our actions. Lots of people refuse, saying, it's not my fault, it's not my fault. And so it's really about, you know, stepping back and taking ownership. So there's lots. Numerology can be looked at, talked about, in many, many different aspects of how you want to approach it. So again, there's many different ways to look at it. And how does this number 16-7 vibration affect you? Because really, when you go in and develop the spiritual side of yourself, it's a strong, loving force that balances out all the negative conditions. And from this, we gain insights, great insights. And great insights are representative of the number 7. And that's the number 7, is going within and finding it out. So again, it's amazing. I'm always like, woo, so great. Because I always everything. If I get numbers and I understand things, there's always a message. But it's how far you want to go in. How do you want to look at it? And then it's your choice of where. There is no good or bad number. It's just It's just which side of the table do you want to side on, the shadow side or the positive side? And when you realize you're sliding over to that shadow side, you go, oops, I need to make some changes and get back on to the light side. So it's pretty easy. So anyways, that's the number of the day. So be aware of that today.
You know, Fiona, as usual, when you're talking about the number of day, and when we used to do on the Friday show, of course, the guides tell me about the number of the day in a different way. And when I was writing out the 16, and I literally, and it's kind of interesting because usually things are more on a positive note, and what I got is watch your step. And if you exactly. listen back to what you said the word every time, watch your step, watch your step. So today, and it's kind of surprised me because it's not usually a day for this, but then it's always a good thing to know what's coming ahead. So watch your step. Be careful what you're saying today. You're better off keeping things more closer to your heart today. It's not a day to speak out and what you actually think. Just step back and just be who you are and just let things around you just watch. Just watch your step. So it's not a warning. It's just a positive thing to do. So thank you, Fiona, for that. And so we know what to do today. We'll keep it close. Keep it close to your chest or your breast or your heart.
You know, my brother passed on the 16th. He was killed in a car accident. But and get this, his birthday was on the 16th. So, isn't that strange? Mm. But it's true. It's true. The 16th is a day to be cautious.
It's a day to really listen to whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden, if you get that moment, that gut where something is going, because you need to trust, you'll always be forewarned. There will always be a message or a sign or something preparing you for where you're about to go to. So again, it's only how many people think, oh, you know what? I got this feeling that I should have done it. I didn't listen, and I did this. And then this happened. So again, it's a little crazy. But again, it's about listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is about listening. We should always listen, right? Every day.
Exactly.
so we're listening today, and we're watching our ship.
Yes, we should pay attention to what day it is. Hey, you know, if we make mistakes. Okay, I'm not perfect. And I'll admit it. So we need to announce the upcoming shows, Vivian, if that's okay.
Good, and then we'll go to callers, so that's great.
Yeah.
So,
and thank you, callers, for hanging on.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Wednesday, April 11th, it's the Atera Insider Show with your host, Dax Carlisle, and co-host, Janet Boyer. And they're talking, should tarot be in the hands of the masses? And also taking your calls and questions on tarot, numerology, metaphysics, spirituality, and offering their callers mini readings. So that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern time. And then on Thursday, April 12th, it's a Soul Sister Show, and that's with your host Sue Shoemaker and Anne Anola. And they're discussing how does soul alignment help me, taking your calls and questions and mini readings. And that airs 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. UK. And then on Friday, April 13th, and I love Friday, April 13th. It's not scary. It's not suspicious. I actually love it. No, I just love the idea that, anything can happen that day, and it's all good. So on Friday, April 13th, they're having the Goddess Guidance Show, and that's with your host, Shati Devi, and your host, Dax Carlisle, and they're discussing Sanskrit mantras and what they are. And also the host, Neki Alayo, will be calling from her goddess-centered retreat. So she's going to give a quick report in on how that's happening. And they're also taking your calls and questions. And that airs 11 p.m. It's an evening show, so 11 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturday, it's open lines and readings with your host, Dax Carlisle and Mary Brown. So you can ask about anything and everything and your burning questions as well. On Sunday, April 15th, is the show Caressing Your Soul. And that's with your host, Natalie Anderson, and co-host, Dax Carlisle. And they're discussing healing your pets and you. So they'll be taking your calls and doing media readings as well. And that airs 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. London time. And on Monday, April 16th, it's Open Lines with Dax Carlisle and Sue Shoemaker, and that airs 2 p.m. Eastern. And on Tuesday, April 17th, you're back with us, The Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. And it's our monthly show on death and dying. So all show long, we're taking your calls and questions, comments, and your experience with loved ones, and we're shining the light on death and dying. And this airs, of course, the same time, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you can't call in and you don't want to be live, you can also send your questions on death and dying or your experience to private Facebook message to Rose, Fiona, or myself. Or you can also email myself at releasingthepowerwithin@gmail.com. Your name will be kept confidential. There will always be a replay that you'll be able to listen to as well on www.psychictalk.net under past episodes. We're here to listen and for you to share in a safe, loving place. So hopefully connecting with all of you next week as well. So there we go. So shall we go to our first caller?
Sure.
Okay, sure. So it's area code 509.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State, and my name is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
So what can we do for you, honey?
I think I just wanted a mini reading.
A medium reading to see who we can connect to?
Mini.
Okay. Mini.
Not
a
medium.
What? Mini reading. Mini reading.
Oh, mini reading. I thought you said medium reading. I'm like, okay, let's see who I'm connecting to. Okay, so you just want a mini reading, and what kind of mini reading do you want? Just any certain questions?
No, just a general.
Okay, so general covers a wide area. So do you want to know about love? Do you want to know about money? Do you want to know, what would you like to know about?
Money and career. I am set to start a new job soon, this weekend. And I don't know, I feel like very frustrated because they offered me the job early, you know, February, and I'm barely going to start. And so I feel like it would have been nice. They would have told me, like, hey, you're going to be out for these many months. Because I kind of was just relying on that. I didn't want to get a good job, you know, in the meantime.
Right, that makes sense. Honey, that makes sense with what I'm getting, okay? Because I'm getting you need to step into your power. I think, you know, sometimes, and I know this is true with me, I'm very much a Leo, and I'm very much, you know, I am very much domineering and like to take charge kind of person, but I also have a soft side. And sometimes people see that soft side and take us for granted. They don't know the power that we have. And I think you need to just step into your power. I don't think you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you realize how powerful you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you just stepped into your power and acknowledged it, right, and surrendered to it, that you wouldn't get walked on so much, to be honest with you. That's the message that I'm getting, that you need to take charge. Does this make sense to you? In this job, take charge. Stand up. Be proud, right? You know, embrace that power within and just go at it. Don't worry about it, because when we worry, we create more worry, right? You know, our mind creates, when we think, it creates. So you want to be very careful about the thoughts and the wording that you're using in your life. And I really feel like if you just step into your power, right, just step into it. And say, okay, I'm gonna do this, and it's gonna turn out wonderful, and I'm gonna get where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of embrace that everything's going to be okay as far as this new job goes. But you got to start off that way. You understand?
Yeah, but this job will only be like super part time, like 10, 15 hours a week, and I only like it because it's a weekend holiday job. But I do want to get myself something like a good 9-to-5, you know, weekday job.
But you have to present yourself in a way that you're confident. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. You know,
honestly, I've never been turned down for a job because I step into it and I'm like, I'm going to get this. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I look at things, right? I walk in there and I have that I've set my intent on that, right? That this is how it's going to turn out. And that's how it always turns out. So have confidence in yourself. Know that you have the ability to do the job, and it will lead you to something better. And I do really feel like that's what's going to happen, whether it be a bigger position there or whether it be a job, you know what I mean, later on, it will lead you to something. It will teach you a lot. So just step into your power, okay?
So as a regular job, a 9-to-5, what do you see? I'm hoping for, I kind of have an idea of what I want. At the same time,
well, that's exactly what
I
you have to do, is you have to have an idea of what you want. You have to focus on that. And that'll bring that to you, right? So that's what you need to do if you know, you want to move on and you want to get another job. You need to focus on being the best and go for the job that you want, right? In other words, if you
want to
be a nurse and you're not qualified to be that nurse yet, go be somebody that helps out at the hospital or a CNA, right? Because that's going to get you a little closer to where you need to be, and it's going to show the universe that that's what you're focusing on. Okay? But honey, I hope that all helps you. I don't know if Vivian or Fiona want to say anything on that.
Well, Erica, what I first need to tell you before, and that's for all listeners, and it's a good reminder for everyone to, before we know where we're going, we have to know where we're at. Right? We always have to know where we're at before we can step forward. So what I really want you to do right now is take a really big deep breath and imagine that breath going into you and going down into your legs. And imagine there's a rope, that imaginary rope tied around your ankles, and it goes deep, deep down into the center of the earth. That's grounding, and it's very, very important for you, because even when I first heard your voice, I felt a lot of nervousness and anxiety, and sometimes calling a show will do that. But it's more in as well for you. So the grounding is so important. And then the next thing is a lot of what Rose is saying, you have to focus on your strength. And the cards I pull for you are focus on your strength. So I actually want you to sit down and write your strengths down. And if you feel that you don't see your strength, imagine yourself, your mom or somebody that loves you so much. What would they say about you? And write that down. I am strong. I am able to do this and this and this. I can organize things. I can see things before they have to be done, and I'm there. Put that down on paper, and that will be part of, you know, and then when you write, like you put in a resume for other jobs, because I can see you applying for other jobs, so this one is not enough for you. That's where you have to start. First, you have to know where you're going, so you need to be grounding. That's so important for you. And actually, I would do that for 10 times a day, because a person cannot step forward unless they know where they're at. So 10 times a day, take that breath and take, wrap it around your ankles, put that rope right down center of the earth. That's so important. And then write down your strengths. It's so important for you to do that.
Yep.
And then, because you'd have to know where you're going. And, you know, with that, I see great changes for you. And I see great, because you're changing within. And when you change within, you exude strength and you're available for those jobs. Like Rose was saying, it all starts from within. And I can see that even blossoming in you as we speak. Okay? So let us know how you make out. Oh, Fiona, sorry, do you have something to add?
No, that's okay, and it's just Erica, too. It's about your confidence. So I want you to visualize how you are even stepping into to interview for a job. I mean, as an interviewer, you can't come in as this meek person. They want to know that they're going to invest in an employee that's going to do what they need done. So you have a meekness that I feel, you know, when you first got on and when Vivian started talking to you, your voice changed. I heard the change in your voice. So it's in you, and it's really about you becoming confident. And I think with Vivian saying, writing down, you know, what are your qualities, and you need to come in, it's the essence about you. You need to believe that you are fully, you know, you can do this job. And if not, you come in and say, I am a great learner. So if I need to learn anything, I adapt quickly, and I'm confident I can do this. And then they're going to go, wow, I don't know what it is about this girl. She's really impressed me. She maybe doesn't have all the qualifications, but you know what? There's something about her. Let's give her a try. So again, it's really, really about you and how you present yourself. You have very, very soft, loving energy. You've got very soft energy. But now you need to be confident saying, yes, I possess that soft energy, but I am a powerhouse at my job. And you own it. They own it that you're damn good.
You know, one of the things I don't want to do anything that's a struggle for me. I will put on music that will empower me and lift me up. And one of the songs I put on is Roar by Katy Perry. Just roar, baby, roar, right? Get out there and
it's
do it.
Funny,
it's funny you
say that because one of my really good buddies, he says that he listens to that song once in a while when it comes up. And he reminds me of that song reminds him of me for some reason.
There you go. You have to embrace it because it is in there. There you go. There's that. That's validation from spirit right there. Okay. So you just take it and run with it. In other words, step into your power. You're fine, right? You're beautiful just the way you are. So we need to move on, honey, because we have all kinds of callers. Mm-hmm. But thank you for calling in and please call back in and let us know how you get on. All right.
Thanks.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. Okay,
thank you,
so ladies, we have that question in the chat room. I just now seen it. I refreshed my page and I'm able to see it. Okay, so it's from Sandy, right? Sandy HAB, right? It says, hi, I'd like to ask my angels for a message about a male worker, MR, please. For some reason, I don't know why, I am a little drawn to him. Okay, so, okay. So, who wants to go first, ladies? You want me to go first, or?
You go first.
Let's find the message.
Okay. All right. I'll go first. Okay. So, let me read it again and make sure I got this right. All right. So, she wants to know why she's feeling the way she is about MR. Okay. So, okay. I want to say when we're attracted to somebody, it's because there's something we need to learn from them, okay? So whether that be going through a relationship with them and actually, you know, learning what you want in a relationship, right? Or whether it be just a friendship for a little bit of time in order to understand ourselves, then that's usually what that is when we're drawn to people like that. And that's the first thing that I was guided to tell you, right? So, and I think he will bring, he will bring some things to the table that will help you understand yourself and help you balance out your life. Okay, so he's kind of a mirror to you. And that's why you're attracted to him. And Sandy, that's what I see. And honey, I hope you can comment in the comments, and I will try to see it and refresh it. I'm sorry we didn't get to you earlier. It's just sometimes, you know, Facebook doesn't show all of that, right? So I'm going to ask the ladies, too, what they have on that question. So, ladies, so Fiona, you want to tell us what you got?
So you're feeling these feelings. So what is your hesitation? I mean, so that's something to look within yourself. What is your hesitation? Is to go for and just, you know, see if it might just be as Rose was saying, is it's a friendship. It's about you understanding and learning something. But then you might once you actually connect and you know, maybe becoming into a friendship, I think something else, you will see something. I think you're going to see something that will almost put a standard for what you desire in actually a close mate, like someone, you know, a partnership with someone, a relationship. I think you're going to learn something that is going to be extremely valuable to you, like what Rose was saying. I would go for it and just, you know, you're leery, and why are you leery? So what is it about yourself? Just say, hey, you want to go for a coffee. You might have to take the step to do it, but then see how things go and just watch. Again, we're always given signs if we're consciously aware about what's going on. So I think just trust and go for it. That's what I'm getting, but I know I have this feeling, it's strong. I get a strong feeling. You're going to be shown something, and it's going to be like in bold light. You're going, oh, my God. There's going to be a quality about him that's going to show, that's going to say, yes, I like it, or no, I don't. So, and I can see that you're trying to answer us, Sandy, I'm hoping. We're all trying to refresh our Facebook group here to get to see what you're – oh. Just wait to see what you're doing. I don't know, Vivian, do you want to go forth, or I need to see what the answer is here?
Okay, so let's just we'll try to refresh. I wish we all had a refresh button for ourselves, which would be nice on the computer. You know, Sandy, you know, when I read your comment, it's the drawn is to your heart. It's a heart connection. I said, okay, I'm just going to pull a card. And it's so funny, the card I pulled is new partner, which actually it's actually shocking to me, actually, because I don't feel the drawn that strongly, but that's exactly the card I pick up. So it could just be a partner in work, but I have a little funny feeling that it's a little bit more. So just follow
Good.
Your heart. So did we refresh?
Beautiful,
did we refresh?
Beautiful lady. Beautiful.
Yes,
yeah,
I got
I'm a
that.
Refresh. And I haven't
I
seen. I'm a, she got it?
Yeah. Oh no. I'm saying
okay.
She said yes. I'm attracted. I'm guarded. So that's the thing that you know. Maybe the process of allowing yourself, Sandy. Also, this is you're going to have to step outside and maybe instigate things. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You
and
know,
if
you're attracted
Sandy.
To him. That's it. And again,
Go
it's
ahead.
Stepping into your own power and taking that chance. No matter how it turns out, wouldn't you be mad saying, oh, and then somebody else is going out with them or whatever? Then you go, crap, I should have done something. So again, it's about, you know, the opportunities there. You're feeling the attraction. Go for it. Try it. I just think it's going to be for you. It's going to be a great, great benefit to you. That's what I keep getting. So,
don't let fear hold you back. If you feel like you need to talk to them, talk to them. The thing is, fear is just things that happen in the past about relationships, and you're focusing on that, thinking that's going to happen again. I don't, you know, don't focus on that. Focus on how you're feeling now in the present, and move forward with it.
Yeah, I have to say, because I'm sitting here and my heart is just growing, because your heart is just growing, Sandy. So let it grow and then let it expand out. You know. Like Ro just said, fear, we have nothing to lose, really. We just have nothing to lose when we step forward. Don't do it today.
Right.
Today's the day
you
to watch
know.
Your step, though. Don't do it today.
Yeah, watch
today's
your step.
The day
Don't
to watch your step.
No.
No, ladies. Now, it's so to understand that 16, as long as it's coming from your heart and not manipulating and doing something deceitful, there's nothing wrong with doing that today. But if it's only
okay.
that you're coming, so it's really to understand what the 16 represents. As long as you're staying in that higher self of, ooh, I'm scared, let crap, go for it and see what happens. So anyways, just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you, Fiona. Thank you. Sandy, thank you for your question. And honey, I hope that helped you. We got lots of help here, right? It's beautiful. So, because if I don't hit on something, then Fiona hits on it, or Vivian hits on it, and this is why we're the power of three also, right?
That's beautiful.
Yes. So, ladies, let's take another. Yeah.
Okay, it's area code 412.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys? Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. And who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Keisha and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Keisha from Pennsylvania. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. My question today is, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead, hon. I'm listening.
My question for you today is, I'm trying to buy a new vehicle. Do you see that coming up within, like, the next 3 weeks?
Do I see you getting a new vehicle within the next 3 weeks? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
you
I
do?
Said that
okay.
so fast is the minute you asked it, I seen keys, right? So that's one of my symbols from spirit. So, I, they always show me keys, or they'll show me a car, or they'll show me, you know, that kind of thing. And I definitely, they showed me keys right away. And so I want to say, yes, you're going to get the car. Don't focus on not getting it, okay?
Okay.
Because anything
okay.
we give you is this moment in time, right? And the way you're thinking, you can get it, right? Because if your thinking changes, everything changes. So keep thinking positive.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Ladies,
well, thanks.
You have anything to add to that?
Just a Keisha,
okay.
it's Vivian. It's funny. I hear and see Pontiac and Brown, so I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, she's gonna give you specifics.
Well, I'm not usually, but yeah. So I don't know if you were looking at anything like that, but that's what come up. So I leave it in you
awesome.
With your hands. Fiona.
Okay.
Awesome.
Actually, Fiona, to be quite honest, I'm not picking up anything. So you guys leave it to you guys. I'm not picking up one thing at all. Not
okay.
a yes
well,
or not a no.
Sometimes, right?
Yeah. Not a yes, not a yo, just yeah, so
just go with
yeah.
it.
Stay positive.
Right. There we go. Be positive, like Fiona said. Be positive. Just keep thinking. See yourself in it. Feel it. When you test drive it, it's yours. Get it? So you got to feel that emotion about driving. And then when you go sign that contract and you go home after you sign the contract and you're waiting to hear if you're going to get the car or if you hear if you're going to get the car right there, then you know, just picture yourself and actually feel it, right? So bring that law of attraction into being. So,
okay.
Good luck to you, honey. Let us know
yeah.
what kind of car you get.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be anxious to know. I would love to know what it is.
Right. Call back in and let us know how everything goes, all right? And good luck to you. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for holding on. I want to thank everybody for holding on there because I know it's been a while and we're getting to you. So, Vivian, we want to take another caller?
Sure. So, Keisha, thank you for calling. We'll be anxious to know about the vehicle she gets. So we're going to go to the next call that's been the longest is area code 212.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, ladies?
We're doing great, as you can see, or hear. So, Mary,
yeah.
Do you have a question, comment? What would you like to know, hon?
Oh, well, the comment is that I find it striking that you're calling from Canada, or at least there's some snow up there, and I used to live in Toronto, so when you mentioned Alberta. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Canada. And then, you know, I've been watching figure skating as of late, and I know that Canada has been doing great in figure skating. So go Canada.
All that ice.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
You have snow over there?
Oh, well, you know what? This morning there was supposed to be some snow mixing with rain, but it just rained in New York. And now it's sunny, so I'm glad about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No snow, just rain. We've been getting rain for weeks, and we got snow the other day, and it's like, oh, crazy. It's like, wait a second, and the weather will change. Part of living in the Midwest. So do you have any other questions for us, hon?
Yeah. So my question is also about my career and finances, and I'm just wondering what you see in the next couple of months if I'm going to be able to secure a good position or if I'm going to be looking for a while, and what kind of finances am I looking at in terms of salary, and if there's no salary coming in, then, you know, if there's any other sources that I can really of income that I can pursue in the meantime.
Okay, so all right, so as you're talking, you know, I want to say, are you talking about moving to another state?
No.
Have you been thinking about that?
No, not really.
Okay,
I'm
asking that is because I'm a medium, and I see, you know, I see things. I'll get pictures in my head, right? Because I'm very much a mental medium. Not meaning I'm crazy, but I'm a mental medium. So what I was getting with that is I was seeing license plates, and when I see license plates, I know that there's a move coming on to another state. So maybe your job may be in another state, right? So that's what I was getting when you were talking and I was, you know, listening to you. So I want to say that, you know, a lot of what we want, we block because of the way we think. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is kind of the case with an earlier caller is, you know, you think you can't move forward, but that's just a block. You can. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the way you think about what you want. And sometimes that's all it is defining what we want and putting it out to the universe, right? And I do feel like, you know, you're at a place that where you can have anything you want, right? As long as you process it right and decide. I don't think you're indecisive about some things, and I think you need to sit down like Vivian suggested earlier and write that out. Write out what you want. Okay, and then just kind of focus on that. Well, ladies, do you have anything for us?
I'm just getting Mary that yes, I think you will. Like I'm jolting. That's how I get my signs that you will right away. When you asked the question, I got yes. But again, and I don't know why, but it seems like it's almost a bit of a theme that we're running in the show today. It's really about believing in yourself. And just I want you to start saying that, yes, I am, you know, an amazing worker. Like as Vivian saying before, write down those great qualities that you have. I think you have the potential to have that, and the stronger that you become, that's the energy you put out. So it's really, you know, what you put out is what you get back tenfold. So again, it's putting out, I am a great employee and for the amount of money that you're wanting. And the only thing that I will say that Rose did say is because I'm pretty picky about this, the word terminology. So it's not what you want, because want represents lack of. What is my heart's desire? When I say those words, I vibrate. That means I am tapped into that divine energy. So I put this in, my heart's desire is to find the perfect job for myself, and you just put it out there. And of course, it's just having that faith and knowing that it's coming there. And it's funny because when I do that and just let go of things and just go, and lots of times I say, I don't even freaking well know how to do this. I have no idea, but I trust, I have faith. And I'm putting it out there because that's my true heart's desire. But guess what? If it really isn't your true heart's desire, it won't be coming to you. So you have to feel it, you have to believe it, and you have to be able to put it out there. And I'm always blown away that what comes at me when I ask for something. And it's mind-boggling. I'm going, wow. And also be open to the opportunities that will be landed in your lap. They're not going to come to you the way you think they're going to be coming to you. It's all these different potentials, like out of the blue, you know, like for myself, I got a phone call to go down to do at one of the resorts. It was for a dinner. They were doing wine tasting. And I basically said, no, I said to the girl that was looking for me, the girl that she had couldn't do it. And I said, well, I'm just going to tell you, with my own integrity, I won't do readings for somebody that's been drinking alcohol and your wine tasting. To me, it really doesn't fit. So I expressed myself, and she said, you know what? I really like what you're saying. We're going to have a health fair coming up here in the summertime. She said, would you like me to call you when you're having that? So an opportunity came my way, and I didn't take it. But now I'm going into something that works for me. So again, out of the blue it came, and trusting that's how things can happen. So when you're open, you're open with your intentions, but you're also opening to receive in amazing different ways. I could have, talked to this woman and not gone through, but then she said, oh, I like what you're saying. So anyways. I just wanted to say that to you. I think you're going to get it. I think you're going to get everything that you desire. I feel very
beautiful.
Strongly that you will get anything you desire. So there you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you luck, right? But I feel, like I said, I feel like you're going to get what you need, right? So just keep thinking positive about it. That is a running theme with us today, ladies.
Yeah.
I think just remember, listeners, that the intent, set your intent on what you want, and then surrender to it, because that's how it works.
Surrendering.
Right? Surrendering. Knowing what you want, right, or what you desire, sorry. Fiona, but knowing what you desire, also, just writing that down and putting it out to the universe and setting your intent, setting your intent on it, and then feeling it and allowing it to come to you. Just relax, surrender to it. And it does come to you, like Fiona says, in different ways sometimes, but you still get that same result. So I think that is a running theme today, and I think that happens on this show a lot of these shows, is you have that running theme, because that's what people need to know today, right? So just keep thinking positive thoughts. So, ladies, we're getting towards the end of the show. We can take one more really, really, really quick caller. I'm talking maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But after that, we have to go. Okay, so Vivian, you want to put that person through, please?
Okay, thank you, Mary, for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
on mute.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, so this is area code 516.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Wanda from New York.
Wanda from New York. I love it when
No,
when
Linda.
People say their
Linda.
Own. Oh, Linda.
Linda. Linda.
I love it when people say their own name. I can't even get the name right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. So it's Linda, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, Linda.
What I'd like is a little mini reading, if you see any, romance reading. See
a
anyone coming into my life.
Reading. I think
you haven't had one yet.
I think there's a lot of people coming into your life. I think the universe is open for you.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
There's
it's
more
time.
Than one actually coming your way, and because I feel like everything's come together and you're ready. Okay,
oh,
so
sounds
it's
good.
Just a matter of picking who you want, right?
All right. Thank you. How soon?
That's a real quick one, right? But I just feel like this. I do feel like it's in balance. Everything's in balance, and that's where it needs to be right now. Okay.
Okay. You see it in the spring, the summer. The fall.
Well, I just see it coming, and the more you focus on what you want, that quicker it'll come.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Does anybody else feel anything?
You're going to be able to pick who you want, because you're going to have multiple people coming your way.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
All right. So just think about what you desire. Okay.
Thank
my
you.
Terminology. Or else Fiona's going to beat me.
No, it's just, but you know what it is? It's just, it's a process of changing. And lots of times because I'm more conscious of it. And it's about us just being consciously aware. So that's what it's all about. And so, you know, sometimes I do stay, but I've got friends around me that if I open my mouth and say, did you realize what you just said? And I go, okay, cancel slash delete. Because, because we've done it for many
she's
years.
The only, or she's the grammar Nazi, right? So she's that
well,
one.
Not, my grammar's not the best, but I understand when words come out of us, they carry a vibration. They carry...
Right.
It's energy that's coming out, and you want to, when you are desiring something, as I say, I know when I just even use the words desire, when I say heart's desire, because then I'm feeling it. When I say my heart, it's how I even say the word heart, because I'm speaking from my heart. So,
right.
Again, I'm a little crazy like the rest of us, but, you know, we're okay. I'm just saying to you, Linda, what I'm also picking up is there is something that I feel for you that you need to go back and look at what you've done in previous relationships are reasons why they haven't worked. So it's taking that honest view about what happened, what's happened before, and why you think relationships have ended or didn't work out. And it's really about you being honest. And once you can find out what that is about yourself, then you'll know going into the relationships what needs to change. So anyways, just kind of, that's what I'm picking up. Right away, I just got that. There's something that you're still holding on to, whether it's you're thinking you're right. It's just how can you allow that other person to come in without something that you're holding on to? And I believe it's created the conflict with relationship after relationship. And so start fresh. Correct what we used to do. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank
I
you.
Think Vivian has something she wants to say also.
Well, off from what Fiona was saying about something needed to be healing, what I got is healing family issues. So just look back and look any relationships with your family and the ones that I'm being told that actually hurt your heart. So what you can do is actually think of that. How you can heal it is think of that person and send them love and from your heart, and then just disconnect. And when you and it's like you're cutting a cord, and sometimes you're cutting a cord not to say that you're not you're not bonded with them anymore, but you're cutting the cord to the past relationship. So basically, you think of that person, you think in your heart, and you imagine your love going to them, and then after that, you just like cut it. Because then it allows for a new relationship to start. You got it? Because that's what needs to be. And the other cards is passion, staying optimistic, and something to do with your friends will also show you the right one to go to. So, but that's the healing, the family issue that Fiona was talking about, I feel. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies. It was a pleasure.
Excited for you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Okay, so this is great. We've had a great show. We've had some great callers, ladies, and I want to thank everybody for calling in and thank everybody for listening. And if we didn't get to you today, remember that we have a show every day of the week, right, that you can connect to and call in also. So... with that all being said, I want to ask Vivian to tell us where we can reach her if we would like a longer reading.
Oh, okay. On Facebook, you can always reach me there. And also, I have a website, www.allthatwillbe.com.
Beautiful. And Fiona?
You can get me on Facebook under Fiona Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R. And my website is www.fionapsychic.com.
Awesome.
So.
And you can reach me, Rose Fulhoris, on Facebook, or you can call me at 217-556-1021. And I thank, again, everybody for listening today. And I noticed there was that running theme today, and that's beautiful, right? Because it seems like that's every show. And so just remember today to make your dreams come, your desires come true and your dreams come true. You have to first understand what you want and focus on that and surrender. And so with that all being said, thank you, ladies. It's been a great show.
Yeah,
and,
thank you, Rose.
Everybody has, thank you. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And always remember that it's a party with spirit, right?
Yes.
Fiona?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Have a great week. Have a great week, everyone.
Yes.
And remember to smile. Yes. Smile can change your world.
All right. Keep listening.
Exactly.
Love yous. Love you, ladies.
Bye. Bye now.